You are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair on RLM Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, God damn it!
Get the point good.
Enough?
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
And now, your host, Grammy.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, everybody. And guess what? It is a wacka, 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 wacka doodle Wednesday out here in Grammyland and hopefully where you're at as well. Yes, Rob, Grams is live right now. Give the kid a break. I don't know why I'm down here. The temperature lied to me yesterday. It said it's supposed to only be like 76 degrees today. And then this morning I woke up and I checked it and it said 84 and I went, what? I was planning on spending a good part, which I did. I spent a good part of the day out pulling weeds. Frickin' stickers. They're showing up. Damn pokey little buggers. There are little pricks everywhere. Everywhere. But I'm removing them one by one. Okay, I think it's time for me to... She is a sir. Sweet. I'm going to start saying hey to everybody because, yeah. Distractions are us has been my motto today. Holy carp, I'm over here looking on Twitter and I must have expressed an opinion or something over here because I've lost 8 stalkers. I mean, I keep getting more that, you know, little notifications that someone else is following, so I go and I follow them, at least for a little while. Well, actually, I'll look at their page and see what kind of stuff they post and then I follow them. But, yeah, I keep getting more and yet my ticker tape keeps going down. So apparently I expressed an opinion that somebody does not care for. Darn. That's okay. Because you know what? Give me a few hours and I might not care for my opinion, you know, depending on what I'm feeling at the time. You know? Okay, so over here on Twitter, thank you, Barman, for letting everybody know, and Grimner. Grimner is the one that's the ruler of Barban, letting everyone know that I am live and in poison. And hey there, Gariel, how are you doing, sweetheart? And let's see, who else is over here that I seen just recently? Vinny. I see Vinny. And Zaina, I'm going to mess up that name, so I'm just not going to say it. Excuse me. Sorry. Hi, Key Dreaming. You're welcome. Yeah, it's time. You know, all you guys that, if you're getting tired of being called a racist or a white supremacist, or because I'm not a white supremacist, I'm kind of a Grammy cracker. But in any case, if you're getting tired of calling names, it's time to reawaken your inner child and start back with the retort, I'm rubber and you're glue, and everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you. And stick your tongue out, too. Let them know. You know what? Y'all want to be childish? Here, have it right back at you. How's it feel, hon? Apparently, who's that? Frito? Frito Pie? No, not that. Frito Pie is actually tasty. But, yeah. The Frito guy didn't like being called Frito after, apparently, for years they've been calling someone else Frito. Wow! There's that rubber and glue thing again. Don't like it much, do ya? Sorry. You know, if you don't like it coming back at you, don't put it out there to start with. That's kind of sort of my thoughts on that. Oh, Frumpy said he's eaten crow before. I have too. I've had to eat crow, and it's rather tough. Gets stuck between your teeth. I don't care to do that very often. Try not to. Okay, so that's Twitter over here on Freedoms Network. Once again, thank you, Grimner, for letting everybody over here know that I am live and in poison. I also see that Cowboy Tech was here for a while, as well as Adenv Michael. Maybe that's Michael Adenv. I don't know. And Bob Renner was also here. Cool. I see that there's a Poifect World blog or podcast on there as well. Oh, hey! Epstein's death was posted online before it was officially announced. Shock, shock, shock! Say it ain't so. Go on, Grim. I may have to go there. This is Daily Mail. What the hell? I already have a Babylon Bee and another one picked out for tonight, but I might have time to go to that one. Okay, over here on realliberty.org. Woo, woo, woo. I forgot to refresh. I see Grim is over here as well as Rob Works. The lovely Miss Mary B was on for a while as well. And the lovely Miss Donna. And Donna, I love that picture you posted. That's way cool. That's your artwork, honey. That's awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. It's pretty cool, hon. I like that. I also see Bobby Bain's been posting over here as well. Push for gun reform. You're going to reform a gun? What you going to mold? Is it, are guns like Play-Doh, and you're going to reform them? Ba-dum-bum. Boom! Oh, well. Hi, everybody over here on realliberty.org. Over here on Fakiebook. I've been having a little bit of a verbal tete-a-tete with my little sisters. Because, well, okay, last night the storms that rolled through here, it's pretty freaking wicked out here for a while, but not nearly as bad as it got down in my hometown. And, Mom lost electricity for several hours there, and apparently this morning when I called to check on her, my brother still didn't have electricity where he works, and so he was over helping Mom, and one of the things that Mom said was, my backyard looks like a tornado went through it, which, you know, every time she says that, I instantly have a flashback to, your room looks like a tornado went through it. And so my little sister said, my eldest brother, Fudd, said that, didn't your room always look like that? And I said, only when I had to share it with my two little sisters. To where my little sister started the whole nuh-uh battle. And I had to do the nuh-huh. And it got ugly after that. Because we're so mature. Don't you know? Okay, so... Hi, everybody over on Fakiebook. Hello, dear Sister Catherine as well, over there in Ireland. How funny. Okay. Over here on In the Matrix, there's been an awful lot of stuff getting shared over here about... What? No, I wanted to go there. Come on. Take me there. Don't do this stuff. Thank you very much. Okay. Seeker is here. Ooh. Okay. And Kiwi Patriot. And Zhen Yin. And, well, it looks like those are the ones that are really posting right now. Cool. And Liberty Mom. Hi, y'all. How you doing? Oh, there's Thumper Rose. Hey, sweetheart. How you doing? Okay. Over here on Minds. All kind of stuff. And, you know, I have not been on the computer. I mean, my computer's on, but I really haven't been doing much on it other than listening to, like, a Dr. Bergman or something like that first thing in the morning before I go out and start playing in the yard. But Dr. John Bergman, seriously, y'all need to go and check him out on YouTube and download as many of them, the ones that, you know, resonate with you. Download them to your computer. Don't just save the link. Because they may get deleted. So download them to your computer. Even Dr. John says, download them to your computer. Got to keep this information out there. So, okay, over here on Minds. Hi, Deception Rejection. And I'm sure Grimmy and RLM let everybody know over here. Thank you, guys. I just didn't go and check it. Oh, Children of Thoth, I like that dress. Oh, somebody's doing rock art. Okay. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Keep that cursor rolling. I guess it's time to... You know what? You know what? I totally spazzed off. Telling you where you're listening, although I'm sure you already know where you're listening. I guess I'll say it at the end. Maybe. If I remember. Okay, now to the place where you need to be if you want to give me some static. And those of you that are listening in on the RLM Spreaker channel, I can't do the whole double chit-chat kind of thing, you know, not with having my browser open and all this other fun stuff operating because my interwebs just ain't the greatest in the world. So, Come on over to reallibertymedia.com. Think of a nickname. Join the chat. Give me some static and I'll give it back. And speaking of the RLM, over here, right up top, I see Barman, the most splendiferous bot in the whole wide world. Oh, Beetle saved a girl on the walking path today. Booyah! Bonus points for Beetle. Bonus! I needed a sip. Now, and speaking of Beetle, there's Beetle right there behind Barman, probably cleaning up after him, because Beetle's kind of one of them clean freaks. I also see Grimner, the RLM god, is also here, as well as the lovely Moose Goyle. Hey, Moose! How's your world treating ya? DC is here, as well as Anti, and we got some Asmo going on in the chat, as well as some blah, 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 that too, Chalcedony. Grams, that's me! I'm here. IB Don C is also here, as well as Java, 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 Doctor 2. Who am I? Where is my RLM stream coming from? I have no freaking clue, Grim. My stream, are you asking a personal question, like how is my flow? My flow is linoleum. Ba-dum, boom, boom. Yeah, I'm on Spreaker and RLMRadio.xyz and RealLibertyMedia.com channel 10. There you go, Grim. Just in case you don't know where you're listening from. Because it could happen. Okay, where was I at? Java Doctor. Java Doctor. Sweet. I also see Meisterbra is here. Hey, Woody. And the lovely Miss Kate is also in the chat. Yes, Beetle, we know you're clean. You're a good man, Beetle. You're a good man. Wow, that just made me think of you're a good man, Charlie Brown. There you go. Okay, oh, a real estate agent was there today already. Dude, honey, you move as much as my youngest daughter. Stop it. Find yourself a place and settle. Be very zen. Okay. Or do whatever you want to. You know, it's your life. How dare I tell you how to live? Okay. The lovely Miss Kate. Rob Wikes. Rob Wikes. Hi, Rob Wikes. Did you fire the bubbler and I missed it? Did I get stoned? There it is. I must have gotten stoned and missed it. Say, moving along. Roms is here. Hey, Roms, I hear you have a new fur baby. How awesome for you. And your fur baby's very protective of mama. That's even more awesome. Oh, yeah. Okay, B. If you think we're barbarians, I have no idea who is, but whatever. Where was I at? Vanna White, the lovely letter turner of the RLM channel, as well as Weather Dork. Hi, Weather Dork. Honey, I didn't check with you today because I saw my own and I was rather depressed that it was going to be warmer than they said. Let's see. Phantom. Hi, Phantom. How you doing, hon? Cyborg Noodle, may you be touched by the noodly goodness of the Cyborgian Noodle. Duh. That used to be your favorite cartoon. Oh, and Mr. You know what? My eldest daughter, her favorite song in the whole wide world was that da 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 Charlie Brown music. And so her husband, for like their third or fourth Christmas, he bought her the CD and she wore that damn thing out. And I think probably he was ready to throw it out by the time she was done. She wound up keeping it in her car because she listened to it all the time. She liked the Charlie Brown music for some reason. I have no idea. She's a crazy girl. Comes by it honestly. Okay. And Siv is also here as well as Frumpy. Hi, Frump. Grommet is here. And JJ's 99 JJ's. We got some Kiss going on in the chitty chat. And Mr. Snick, where's Knick Knack and Paddywhack? Moving along. Got a Pondergander going on in here as well as some Prince. I like the Prince. That way I can see what everybody's saying. Pompa Pompa Pon Sauce is also here as well as Sock Puppet. Hi, Sock. And a Smartass Bot. Just to, you know, throw the conversation totally wonky. That Smartass is very good at that. And to round out the crew, the one, the only, the Special Ed. Or Specialed. He's either Specialed or he's Special Ed. I haven't decided which one I prefer. Okay, so. Little Rascals. I loved Little Rascals. I have some. Oh, there you go. Grammy just shared it. Oh, I've seen that movie, Beetle. I've seen it. I like that movie, too. Grandkids make me watch those kind of things. And, you know, they really have to twist my arm. It's like, twist, ow, 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 okay. Where's the remote? Yep, I like that movie. Okay, so where was I at? I think I'm going to go straight to Babylon Bee, just because I really like their snark. I like the way they write. So, behold. What was that prompt? Huh? Oh, okay. Howdy. Okay, so, from the Babylon Bee, from today, of all places and all times, America offers to trade all of its communists for democratic protesters in Hong Kong, which it sounds like an even swap to me. Apparently, the American State Department has come up with an ingenious plan to solve China's democratic protest problems and make our nation great again, all in one fell swoop. What's a fell swoop? Who came up with that? Inquiring minds would like to know. Now, through some great negotiating on the part of Donald Trumpelstiltskin, we've struck a deal to trade all of our country's communists for Hong Kong's democratic protesters. Now, after the deal was made, the military began rounding up the communists who didn't complain, as they are all for authoritarian state, and putting them on cargo planes. They were then flown across the Pacific Ocean and dropped off in Hong Kong before the democratic protesters in China were loaded up into the now empty planes and flown back to America. This is the best deal maybe ever. It's huge, said Trump. We'll get rid of those wackos on the left. My buddy Z will be happy with his new commie followers. And we'll gain some great new citizens who will be really appreciative to me and never complain about anything. It's the greatest deal in the history of deals. It's huge, I tell ya. Now, the president started to rethink his decision when the Democratic protesters began to criticize his Second Amendment views, and he quickly tried to put them under a red flag provision. But, you know, it's one of those be careful what you wish for, because just might get it, and it may not be all it's cracked up to be. So, I enjoyed that one immensely, and actually it makes a hell of a lot more sense than anything on the corporate layman's propaganda system. So, okay. Well, thank you, Graham. It's the more rockin' edition. Sweet! B, are you NSA? Okay. Let's see. Oh, he's not. And yes, Beretta was a little rascal. Although he wasn't one of my... I liked Spanky and Pokey. Poey and Alfalfa I could do without. You know, that voice just... Wow. Dude, seriously. And your personality. I don't know how he kept his... But, yeah, like... let's see. Spanky and Pokey and Froggy... And Buckwheat, and Darla was okay, but damn, she had piss poor taste in men. She liked Alfalfa. And let's see, who else was there? A fell swoop is a final blow. Thank you, Rob Woicks. Oh, it's in sword fighting. It fells the opponent. That is just, thank you. It's like Rob Works is like Trivia Man here. Thank you ever so much, Rob. Okay. Now that I've done that, now that I've infected your brain with that little tidbit, let's go to... Where is that at? There we go. There we go. You know, I had to start with a snark because now I'm going to drop a truth bomb on you. This is from worldtruth.tv. Everything is rigged. Everything. Including health, politics, finance, and more. But wait, there's more. For just it's for free, but you just have to pay an additional $19.95 in shipping and handling. Yeah, right. So, as this states, I've been pondering this topic for weeks, trying to find the words to communicate the full impact of this realization to which we are all increasingly awakening. Everything is rigged. The stock market, the news, the food, your taxes, public schools, the healthcare system, and on and on and on, etc., etc., etc. Even Lance Armstrong's cycling victories were all apparently rigged with doping. Or at least that's what we're finding out now. But what do I mean by rigged specifically? Well, all these systems and industries are rigged to cheat you, to suppress you, and ultimately to suppress your human potential. To make you believe, I'm throwing this little bit in, to make you believe that there is someone out there that is way smarter than you, that should have authority over you, because apparently you don't make very good decisions. So think about it. The sick care system is intentionally engineered to give you cancer, keep you sick, and keep you locked into a medical system that enriches powerful corporations while sacrificing human life. Well, you know, they were running out of lab rats, and PETA and all those other animal rights activists were just having a field day and going releasing the monkeys and all this other fun stuff. So they thought, hey, let's cut out the middleman. We'll use humans, you know, the fur, less furry apes. Let's put it that way, because I can't really say furless apes, but yeah, less furry apes. That is if you believe in Darwinism, which I do not. I mean, if Darwinism was real, how come we still have monkeys and apes and chimps? Huh? Riddle me that one, Batman. Back to this. The financial system is rigged to quietly steal the value of your money through endless monetary creation, also known as quantitative easing. The more money the Fed prints, the less valuable the money you worked so hard to earn is left remaining. So, the more they make, the more worthless it is. The political system is utterly rigged to give you the illusion of choice while parading in front of you two puppets of different skin colors who both serve the same masters, the banksters. It's the lesser of two weevils, W-E-E-V-L-E-S, weevils, those little bugs you find in grain. You know, being an agriculture type area, I know about such things. And when you have to choose the lesser of two weevils, gee, do I want this little infestation that's going to take all of the goody out of what I just produced? Or do I want this little infestation that's going to take all the goody out of what I just produced? Tough choice. I think I'll go for door number three. Apparently we aren't given that option. Food system is rigged. Weevils. With GMOs that actually poison you while spreading genetic pollution across farms and fields everywhere. You know, I went to see Lug the other day. I haven't been to see Lug in a while. It's been like several months. And it was good catching up with him. And he said, do you ever stop to think that everything is GMO? Everything is genetically modified. And then when he started explaining it, that, you know, your genetics, which basically he was saying hybridization, but hybridization is genetic modification. And, yeah, and you know, survival of the fittest mutation is genetic modification to better suit to the environment. So, yes, I understand where he was coming from, but I was explaining to him that the GMOs that's going on right now is stuff that they are modifying, and they are putting things into it that would never occur in nature. So that's the difference between the genetically modified stuff and the hybridization, or cross-pollinization, for that matter. So, or crossbreeding. It's when you start splicing things that would not happen in real life. That's where we start getting a little iffy. Especially when they're all just practicing. You notice how they practice medicine. They're practicing at that too. Now the news is utterly and comprehensively rigged. And this was highlighted yet again by former CNN star reporter Amber Lyon, who just went public with scathing accusations about how CNN allowed foreign terror regimes to actually buy positive coverage on CNN's broadcast. Am I surprised? No. No. Why? Because their ratings are in the toilet. Actually, I think they've been flushed, and they're on their way to the sewer system. Now, the justice system is quite obviously rigged as well. A woman was arrested a few weeks ago and charged with felony crime for drawing on the sidewalk with chalk. Meanwhile, absolute evil-minded criminals like John Corzine and Eric Holder go free with no prosecution whatsoever. The criminals run free while the innocent are persecuted. Now, granted, she did create some artwork on public property. Probably the reason why she was arrested and charged with a felony is because she didn't pay the thousands of dollars worth of extortion money for those permits to be able to freely express herself in a non-harming way. Shame on her for being such a rebel. Science is largely rigged. Science journals are all dominated by big pharma advertising money, and nearly all the so-called science, aka junk science, that you see in the spewage anymore is just a regurgitation of fabricated research from corporate science whores who have sold their integrity for a paycheck. I like the way this person writes. Much of the effort behind science, quote unquote, today is spent reinforcing a monopoly over medicine to push or by pushing deadly vaccines while disparaging healing plants and nutrients. Oh, you don't want that stuff from nature. Come to us. We can synthesize. We can take out the components that actually do the work for you. Never mind that it takes the whole thing to actually make it work. Because we're just hitting and missing here. But hey, you don't want nature. A dog might have Peter pooped on that. And then you'll get some infection and die because we've already massively corrupted your immune system and compromised it as well. Government regulators are also completely rigged. The FDA looks out primarily for the interests of Monsanto and the drug companies, not the safety of the American people. Why is that? Because Monsanto and the drug companies pretty much write their paychecks. The USDA is completely beholden to the biotech industry and the meat factory giants, routinely betraying Americans with their decisions. Also, they're also in bed with the big insurance corporations. Think about that. Crop insurance. You have deadlines to do your planting and for purchasing your crop insurance, or they start penalizing you. Because you might have been a day or two late, but oh, we're going to knock a little percentage off of what we're going to pay you back if an act of God happens. And then we'll send an adjuster out there and we'll decide how much damage you've got. And by the way, you're still going to have to go through the full expense of harvesting it so we can truly get an estimate on how much damage was done to that grain. It's really how they work. Corrupt bastards. Also, private property is rigged. Thanks to unconstitutional property taxes, you never really own your land. Instead, you lease it from the government. Don't believe me? Try not paying property taxes and see what happens. Your property will soon be seized at gunpoint and taken over by the government. Yeah. I saw an article the other day about, and I don't think I have it in my pocket. Let me just look real fast. I think I may have actually deleted it. No, I still got it. I'll have to go to that next. So, even war is completely rigged. Don't believe me? How many times did they have to retake hills in Vietnam and Korea? They'd take it, and then they'd back up. Then they'd take it, and then they'd back up. Why? Because they needed to keep churning those bodies through that meat grinder of war. That's why. Political stunts. War games. Wars are started with false flag attacks engineered by imperialist USA. It's not just the USA, but for now, lately, it has been. Then all the reporting on war is completely censored to shield the American public from the truth of how horrifying it really is. The entire experience of war is sanitized, processed, homogenized, just like processed cow's milk you're hopefully not drinking. Yeah. So how do you beat a rigged system? Well, you don't play. With all these systems rigged against you, how do you stand a chance of getting ahead? As every Vegas gambler knows deep down, the only way to beat the house is to not play against the house. So don't play their game. Instead of sending your children to government-run indoctrination centers known as public educraption, homeschool them. Instead of watching cable news propaganda, turn off the TV and get your news from independent online media like WorldTruth.tv, shameless plug, and Natural News. Instead of being victimized by toxic GMO food, buy organic and avoid the GMOs. Okay, I gotta disagree with this one. Don't buy organic either, unless you actually, you know, at a farmer's market and you know the people. Okay? Because most of that crap in stores, yes, it has the organic label, but guess what? That's a marketing ploy to get that extra buck out of your ass. Don't do it. Seriously, grow your own. And if you have to, filter your water when you're watering them. I know the rain comes down and it's got all kinds of... But, you know, that gets into the plants, and the plants actually realize that they need to help protect your body against these things. So, at least that's the way I'm looking at it. Now, instead of falling for the vaccines and prescription drugs, just say no to vaccines and dangerous drugs. Turn to nutrition and superfoods instead. In other words, realize that you are what you eat. And if anywhere on there the side effect of any medication is possible, heart attack, stroke, suicidal thoughts, or death, walk away. Oh, hell, don't walk away. Run away as fast as you can. Instead of putting all your savings and investment into fiat currency known as the dollar, diversify your holdings into precious metals, non-U.S. currency, farmland, and other stores of real value. I prefer books and growing my own food. Stop and, you know, when you stop and put a pencil to it, especially if you grow an awful lot of your own food, you save a shitload of money. When you actually figure in the maintenance on your vehicle, because you have to drive to the store and drive back, the the sales tax on purchasing, just the purchasing itself, you really do save money growing your own. Instead of voting for the next presidential puppet, simply don't vote for any president. The mere act of voting for a POTUS candidate legitimizes the corrupt system. Yes, it's definitely important to vote for local candidates and ballot measures like Proposition 37 in California. But you know, POTUS, the only way you get to be there is someone puts you there. And then it's not an election, it's a selection. They are selected How many articles, how many newscasts, how many other things do you have to get into your head to realize voting's rigged? It's rigged. And get involved in your own community. You don't like the way things are going, get involved. Walk the talk. Quit your bitching and get up off your ass and do something. Now, the point to all of this is that you can't beat a rigged system. That's why it's rigged. Now, of course, to make sure you never come out, it's rigged to make sure you never come out on top. So stop playing in the rigged system. The house always wins. And that's how casinos make money. And it's how nearly everyone else works, too. So, the path to true freedom begins with recognizing just how completely all the systems are rigged against you. Those systems are not broken. They are not irreparably damaged. They are designed that way. Only from there can you withdraw your consent from all the rigged systems that are insidiously working to keep you sick, suppressed, impoverished, and ignorant. From there, you focus your powers and your effort inward, asking self-empowering questions like, how can I become better informed and educated? How can I gain new skills? How can I improve my health and set myself free from the medical enslavement system? In time, these questions will transform to more broad questions such as, how can I contribute something meaningful to the world? What can I do to serve the defense of life and truth? So, there are levels of awareness and awakening, and this author is going to describe them. So level zero is the zombie. It's the default level of total ignorance at which 90% of the population operates. They have no clue about anything that matters, such as how fiat currency works, natural cures for cancer, the true dangers of vaccines, how television manipulates their behavior, and so on, etc., etc., including sports. You think those aren't rigged? Level one is awakened. Now, this level is achieved when a person realizes something along the lines of, hey, I'm living in a dream world, and I'm being told lies at every turn. So what is real? How can I know what is real? This is where people start asking questions. Some people fall back into the zombie zone, and some continue asking questions. Level two is informed. A level two person is someone who has taught themselves a significant amount of real history, not the shit in the history books, and the way the world really works. And this person will have knowledge of politics and psychology and world history and economics and natural health and the natural world, such as the water and the ecosystem and the soils, all that fun stuff, your basic anatomy, basic science, and so on. Not even 1% of the population today qualifies as level two. Most people operate in a state of wild ignorance of the world around them. Most of them do. And trust me, when you start breaking into that wild ignorance, they can be aggressive. They can be violent. Cognitive dissonance is a very real and very strong control mechanism. Level three is mastery. A level three person not only understands a great deal about the real world around them, but they have also grasped ways to navigate through that world with great accomplishment and influence. They are innovators, creators, and often communicators. Financial achievement is not the purpose here. Rather, it's the achieving relevance in a world largely populated by utterly irrelevant people. Now, I can't really say utterly irrelevant because I really think everyone is relevant. They just don't realize it. They have bought the BS. A level four person is enlightenment. This level is only achieved by those of the highest dedication to the spiritual awakening. You would typically not only find this level of understanding in people who pursue a lifetime practice of prayer, of transcendental meditation, or a similar spiritual practice. At this level of awareness, individuals become withdrawn from the material world and really have no interest in interacting with individuals of lower levels of awareness. Far less than 1 in 1 million human beings will ever achieve level 4 enlightenment. And you know what? My personal opinion only. What good is it? We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And when you withdraw yourself from the world and you stop interacting with individuals that you deem as lower levels of awareness, how condescending. How utterly arrogant. In my humble opinion. How they treat those that they cannot benefit from. Excuse me. Excuse me. That's how I gauge people. I don't judge them, I gauge them. A little bit of a difference. Now, where's level 5? Oh, it doesn't have a level 5. I thought there were 5 levels. Oh, just levels of awareness. Whatever. Well, you can decide which level you're in. You will know better than I, because it's your gut that tells you. You got to learn to listen to that. So, I think a global economy needs to die, because I think the monetary system is what is holding us in chains. Think about it. You have to. There's monetary terms in every bit of the language. You have to pay attention. Think about it. There's monetary language in every bit of our world. And what people don't realize is your time is the most priceless commodity you've got. Time in your life. If you don't have time, well, you don't have a life. If you have life, how much time do you have left? Time is your most priceless commodity, so don't waste it. Now, one more, just to let you know from the just in case you think you own your property. This is from Reason.com. A neighborhood activist would rather preserve Tom's Diner than let its owner retire in peace. This is out in Denver. Yeah, the Denver NIMBYs are using historic preservation laws to stop a restaurant owner from selling his diner to a developer so he can retire. It's from August 1st of this year. I've been trying to figure out a time when I can work this in, and apparently it's working right now. Yes, Rob works. There's a lot of military language as well. Tom Messina owns a restaurant, or at least he thought he did. For the past 20 years, Messina has operated Tom's Diner on Colfax Avenue in downtown Denver. Running the popular 24-hour restaurant, located just a few blocks from the Colorado State Capitol, is demanding work that Messina is looking to move on from as he nears retirement age. "I'm a restaurateur who's worked his life flipping pancakes and selling eggs," he says. "I have a beautiful family that I want to spend time with. I just turned 60 and I want to do something else." Now, his plan had always been to finance his retirement by selling his restaurant. That dream looked like it would become a reality earlier this year when Alberta Company offered him $4.8 million for his property, which the Colorado-based developer plans to turn into an 8-story apartment building complete with shops on the ground floor. Now, the price was right for Messina, and Alberta's plans fit perfectly with Denver's 2010 rezoning of the property. which marked it as part of an urban center neighborhood fit for denser mixed-use development. Everything was going swimmingly until that road to hell started getting paved with good intentions. Denver's historic preservationist got wind of Messina's evil plan to sell his own property and retire after two decades of serving Denver residents in order for a new business owners and residents to work and live where his diner currently sits. Now, when Alberta Company applied for what is known as a Certificate of Non-Historic Status, which would allow the building to be demolished and redeveloped, five community members, assisted by the local preservation nonprofit Historic Denver, filed an application to designate Messina's restaurant a historic landmark. 20 years. 20 years. Now, if granted, this landmark status would prevent the building's redevelopment into apartments, drastically reducing the value of Messina's property. In the 30-plus page application to the city, these activists argued that Messina's restaurant, it was first built in 1967 as part of the now extinct White Sports restaurant chain, is a classic example of mid-century Guji agriculture and thus worthy of protection. Now, the same application notes that even white spot restaurants were built in the Denver area in the 1960s, and three of them are still standing, including another one on the same avenue as Messina's restaurant. Nevertheless, these preservationists argue that Messina's building is a particularly good example of these tilted roofs and expansive glass windows. These same activists noted that a 2008-2009 survey marked Tom's Diner as eligible for inclusion in the National Registry of Historic Places, and the Historic Denver Guidebook includes an entry on the building. On July 16th, reports, city planning staff recommended that Messina's building be given landmark status. The following week, the city's Landmark Preservation Commission at a public hearing where Messina pleaded with them to leave his property alone, voted unanimously to recommend the landmarking the restaurant. The landmark application now goes to the City Council, which will make the final determination. Messina drives that describes it as a kick in the gut. The value he might lose from the landmark designation, he says, would jeopardize the retirement he worked so hard for. But hey, how can he retire? All of these goody-two-shoes think that's just not right. This article does go on, but I am running just a little short of time, and I do need to go get to the pig. So I'm going to go ahead and share this in the chitty chat. Grim, I'm going to have to get to that other article later. Oh, the lie is falling. The lie is I hate when that happens, Rob Works. Damn it. Yeah, so if you think that you own your property, look at this little example here. And I need to possibly be concerned about that because where I live right now, this is supposedly the first house built in this little burg. I don't know that for a fact, but all of the people around here keep telling me, oh yeah, that was the first house built there. It's had multiple modifications done to it, so I don't know if that applies anymore, but yeah, my property may not be my property. Hell, it isn't my property. I can't take it with me. It's very infuriating. Very infuriating. Okay, so time to go to the pig, because I want to see what happened this date in history, and they're still running a day behind. What's the dill, pickle? Their word of the day is assisted suicide. It's how the jailed pedophile Epstein really died. Dr. Kevorkian already died, though, so you can't blame him. In the quotable quotes section, Epstein's death is too convenient for too many high-profile perverts. Suicide? I don't think so. Thank you, Hambo, for expressing that opinion. I don't think so either. Now, this date in history. I'm going to go with the 14th. I think their date's just off. So the 14th of August, 1521, Spanish take these damn words. Tenochtitlan. There you go. The Spanish take Tenochtitlan from the Aztecs, then spend quality time looting everything that's not tied down. Montezuma's last words, damn tourists. See, that's why you can't, nice things. Damn it. Also, this date in history, 1907. You call that a tip? Enters New York City lexicon. And road warrior rudeness is the order of the day when the Big Apple unleashes the first taxicab service. Well, once again, another reason why we just plain can't have nice things around here. So, y'all been listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair here on RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 10, also on the RLM Spreaker Channel, the RLM TuneIn Radio Station, the RLM Internet Radio Station, RLM Radio XYZ, later to be on RLM YouTube, on iHeartRadio, and on RLM BitChute, and I don't remember if I got everybody or not. I really don't. Let me go see who's coming up tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Flasharoony Dork, I believe that's right. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, that's Thursday, correctamundo? It will be Flash with 20% off with, y'all know he marked it up. I don't need to remind you. Then on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Pondergander with Vinny. Vinny, are you going to be on for the Pondergander on Friday? Inquiring Minds time. Oh, on hiatus for the summer. Hi. Okay, then. I will be back Friday for the Freaker Friday edition of the Rocket Chair at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And Grim and Moose Girl will be on Friday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, starting 11 p.m. Eastern Time with the Freaker's Ball. Also, the Ocelli Effect, Channel 14, Monday through Friday, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Then Saturday at nooner Eastern Time, the Dork Table with Flasharoony Dork. Probably Vinny, God knows who else. I had a good time playing the last time. Me, Moose, Vinny, and Flash. And I think Vinny was Flasher was feeling a little bit outnumbered. On Sunday at noon Eastern Time. See, you're going to have a blues nooner because Grim's going to be jumping on the radio and playing some blues for you. And a rousing game of trivia going on in the Chitty Chat as well. And guess what? I think I got five answers Sunday. Booyah! Bonus round. That is until I got called away and got busy, and I got a pneumatic over hydraulic jack for $200. Had to go to Hayes to get it, but hey, works like a charm. Lifts up my riding mower so I can clean out underneath the deck really good. It'll also raise the car. So, yeah, it's pretty sweet. I was tickled. Also, yeah, like you guys really care. In any case, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, Hal Anthony's going to open up a can of whoop-ass on yo ass behind the woodshed. Then on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Grim and his leftovers, an awesome, amazing, tasty load of brain food for all y'all. It's had time to simmer and the flavors mingle. That's why leftovers are the bomb. Also, Tuesday morning at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, that's like 8 a.m., I think, for Flasharoony. It's in a perfect world with Flash here on RLM. Then we're right back to Wackadoodle Wednesdays with yours truly at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I think that is the schedule for now. So, y'all, I hope you have an absolutely amazing super hiatus. No, I'm not going to go there. There's things running around and firing off the cobwebs inside my brain, and I'm just not going to go there. That's right, Grim, it's a Grammy Jack. Knick knack paddy whack. Grammy's got a jack. Oh, well. Y'all have an absolutely amazing rest of your Wackadoodle Wednesday. I will get to my podcast blog thing later, but while I still got sunlight and it's not horribly hot, I'm going to go out and play in the yard again for a little bit because, well, that's what I do. I'm going to get out there barefoot and pull some weeds and talk to them and let them know you're not welcome here. You were uninvited. Although I do appreciate you aerating the lawn, I don't want you here anymore, and I'm not spraying that nasty poison stuff on my yard. I will pull those weeds, even till my fingers hurt. So, have an amazing rest of your Wackadoodle Wednesday, and I'll catch you in the funny papers somewhere. But until then, please remember, I truly do love you all, and I wish you all enough. Good night.